So namaste, welcome back. And in this section, we're going to do some guided meditation, which is really just another way of saying we're going to practice being ourself, the self, capital S. So we're just going to start by finding a nice comfy position. You don't have to close your eyes if you don't want to. It's entirely up to you. And it's probably best not to lie down unless you have to for some medical reason, because we tend to fall asleep, which is nice and relaxing, but also it can be a subtle way of us resisting, avoiding, looking at this real self that we actually are. So however you're comfortable, we're just gonna start by taking a few nice deep breaths. And as Ian did, we're gonna inhale through the nose. And as you inhale, we're not stretching any further, inhaling too far, just like you normally would. We're bringing it down into your belly region, making your belly move as well as your lungs, so that you're taking a nice deep breath. Just a slight pause before you exhale, just a second or two, or longer if you want to. But again, as long as you're comfy, exhale. You can exhale through the mouth or nose if you want to. Let's just take another few deep breaths, not deeper than you normally would. We're not doing any acrobatics here. Again, just making sure your diaphragm is moving as well as your chest. This naturally helps the body relax anyway, helps things just calm down a little bit. Helps us feel better because we're getting more life force, more oxygen. And so in this meditation, you can carry on with the breathing if you want to. If you forget it, you can come back to it at a certain point. You can forget it altogether if you want to. It's okay. We're just going to be contrasting between the real self and phenomena that are coming and going. So the background, awareness, silence, stillness, consciousness, and what we're conscious of. So there's no war going on in this meditation. We're just noticing any moment, I'm either aware of what I'm conscious of, my thoughts, my emotions, my body, some sound in my environment, some sound outside in the street, something going on in here, or I'm conscious of my consciousness. So wherever my attention is, I'm not going to beat myself up. My attention might wander to some thoughts, being aware of thoughts for a while, really listening to those thoughts maybe, and then when you notice, just bringing it back, noticing this awareness here already of these thoughts. So the thoughts, the emotion, the sensation can help us contrast and recognize the awareness by contrast. So we're not trying to get rid of anything. Whatever arises, thoughts, our meditation, emotions, energy moving, sensations in our body, whatever our senses are aware of. Noticing that, then noticing the awareness that's watching it. Right now, you're already aware. You're seeing what your eyes are seeing, if they're open. You're hearing these words through your ears. You're aware of what they mean already. Noticing what you're noticing. And then looking at the noticing itself. Something here already recognizing, watching, being. And it's very quiet. It is not going to shout for our attention. So in the meditation, it's going to consciously choose to bring our attention back to this that's watching, noticing. It's aware. It just is. It's here already. You are already aware. Just being aware of this awareness. And then inevitably our attention will wander to what we're aware of. Some sounds, some noise outside, inside, some thoughts. Whatever mind is saying, I'm not sure I'm doing this right. I can't seem to find the awareness, it will say. Wow. Whatever it's talking about. Whenever you notice that you're aware of something coming and going, just going to gently bring attention back, awareness back, to look at itself. Just the recognition, awareness is here right now. Just that recognition. Hanging out for a while in this awareness that just is. It isn't moving, it isn't changing. In any moment, it's either aware of itself or aware of something. And we're just making a choice. When we recognize to come back to being aware of this awareness, can't see it with our eyes, awareness. Can't touch it with our hands. We can recognize it's here. Something is awake, it's aware. Something is seeing thoughts, sensations, restlessness, boredom. Something is seeing everything that comes and goes. For a time, awareness will wander around looking at things. Be interested in thoughts, it will be interested in emotions, interested in sensations in the body, sounds. Every now and again, it may come back to these words, moving from thing to thing to thing. Simply to recognize awareness is here already. And to keep bringing awareness back to look at itself. It will wander again and again. That's okay. You're aware already how your body feels. There's awareness right now of whether your mind is silent or noisy. There's awareness already whether it's quiet in the room that you're sitting in or not. Recognizing awareness by contrast. What we're aware of is contrasting against the background of awareness, helping us recognize awareness. And it's not the goal here. to get rid of thoughts or phenomena, but simply to use them to contrast. Coming back, I'm aware of this thought. And there's awareness. I'm aware of this sound outside. There's awareness. I'm aware my body feels uncomfortable or comfortable. There's awareness. Your awareness may wander around from thoughts to energy to sensations, and then coming back to looking at itself. Gradually, it will come to like noticing itself more. And that's all we're facilitating here. I'm aware of these words and their meaning. That helps me see that awareness is here already. We're simply noticing that which gets overlooked. When our eyes are open, we're aware of whatever we're seeing. When our eyes are closed, we're aware of nothing in the visual field. Either way, there's awareness, seeing something or seeing nothing. There's no battle here. What is awareness looking at right now? Very gently, softly, recognizing again, awareness is still here, still watching, not judging. Awareness isn't even saying it's better when I look at myself than when I look at thoughts. It just is. Right now, there's awareness of the waking state. Later, there'll be awareness of deep sleep. Awareness remains the same at all times. just noticing whatever awareness is looking at brings you back to being aware of awareness. Every now and again, just checking in, recognizing you're aware. You are aware. I am awareness. Recognizing that for some time you might have been aware of thoughts, lost in thoughts. But awareness still here, totally watching the thoughts. There's no goal here. There's nothing to fix. You're not broke. There's simply awareness appearing as you. Awareness taking the shape of a human being and using that shape to recognize itself. So in a few moments, we'll be bringing this meditation to a close. And let's do that by bringing awareness back to our breathing, taking a few more nice deep breaths again. Awareness, watching the body breathing. Making sure to bring the air all the way down to the belly. Nourishing your body. And if your eyes are closed, you can open them. Thank you. Namaste.